It is Matt Wilkin, the Arweva boys basketball coach, joining us here on our basketball preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Coach, it's always great to talk to you right before the season starts.
Yeah, good to talk to you too, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, literally we are just a few weeks away at least from the start of the boys basketball season. You guys will start kind of right after the Thanksgiving break. But talk to me real quick just about what you've been up to prior to the season and how the guys are feeling.
We're seeing how many guys are healthy and how long some of the guys are going to be out. They play a lot of other sports, so you try and get them handling the ball, shooting the ball as much as possible. It's tough for a small school. All of us know that, but kind of had them in there shooting a bit. We've had some open gym the last few weeks. It's been kind of good. The participation was really good the last week before we started, and just trying to get everybody back healthy again.
I was going to say, I know that some of the guys who were in football have been battling some injuries, so how does that kind of affect the team early on here in the season?
It's definitely going to affect us. Wade Regaller is going to miss some time. He went and had an MRI. The good news was there's no real big damage, maybe a partial tear, I think, to the MCL. So he's going to miss a little time, but he's in a brace. I think he gets it off here in a couple of days, and then they'll re-examine him again. So initial fear, I was kind of worried you wouldn't have him at all this year. But right. If things go good, hopefully maybe a couple of weeks, you know, give or take, he'll be back. But yeah, not great when you're he's pretty much penciled in as a starter.
Yep.
You're losing one of them, so kind of you can get somebody to fill in, but then, you know, your depth is a little bit shorter there. So I guess, you know, we'll take whatever comes and go on from there.
Looking from last year, 7-15 overall record, 4-12. I would say kind of in a very tough Rolling Valley Conference. I mean, up and down the way, tough opponents all the way through. Talk to me just about coming into this season. What are some goals and some expectations you have for this team?
You know, we haven't talked a lot about goals. I mean, the old cliche, when you get better, it sounds kind of lame, but it's very true. I mean, Ty, we might be playing 3 to 4 freshmen at a time. Mm-hmm. That's tough. I don't know if the conference would be quite as good as it was last year. Some of the teams took a hit back, then we're going to have two teams that are exceptionally good. So, you know, when you lose basically six seniors, you know, five with significant playing time, they had been through and seen it all. We probably gave away between 2 and 4 games this year, so we could have been pushing the 500 mark, but you lose all that experience, all that toughness, all the stuff they've seen before, and threw these new guys in. It's going to be interesting to see how we respond. I got to have patience myself. Mm-hmm. Because I'm worried that's in the beginning. I'm worried about, you know, trying not to let the boys or me get frustrated, because the learning curve is going to be so big to start when you got these freshmen. Now, on the side note, though, it's going to be good. A lot of them that played football, a lot of these guys have been through the fire already. They're not going to be too bothered by varsity competition. So that's also going to help me. So, you know, we'll see if we can get them ready. Hopefully the older guys can kind of lead them and get going. That's where losing Wade hurts. Played a lot as a freshman and everything. Very good athlete, very steady Eddie, just a good overall player. Doesn't get too high or too low, so he would have been good to help calm the freshman two down. But we'll let him go and see how they do.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the point that, you know, a lot of these freshmen throughout the football season had a really good experience. And I, again, saw some success on the field, too, and now hopefully that'll come into the court. Talk to me about some of the guys you got coming here. You mentioned the fact you're going to have to play some freshmen early on. You got some injuries, but talk to me about some of the names we're going to see on the court this year.
Well, you know, Kyler Cleveland has played since he's a freshman. He missed some time last year with an ankle. I think he missed 7 or 8 games. You know, he's our lone senior. He's got a lot of potential. He's got to be able to stay on the floor. He knows that. He can go inside, can go outside. Emmett Newman really come along. I think he got honorable mention. He is at least 6'5", good hands, such a good kid, good coachable kid to be around. You know, all these guys, that's the one kid. The one thing I like about our team, again, is it's very coachable. Harley Molina can get a shot off in a phone booth. He's going to be our sniper. I give him a lot of grief about how much he shoots it, but he's our shooter. And those are our two juniors. And then you got some sophomores going to help us. Blaine Smith has really come along. His dad is the girls' coach, was a good player at IKM back in the day, knows the game of basketball, played AAU a lot, getting taller, works really hard at everything I've noticed, like in drills even, which that impresses me. You know, Wade will be out a little while, but like I said about Wade, just really good defender. He's got a lot of muscle to him, not as tall as him, but he can really defend inside and out. J.D. Cohn is a sophomore kid that's kind of grown a little bit. We're going to see if he can get some varsity minutes. You know, that's going to depend on practice and stuff. Aiden Blackman has played quite a bit football the last couple of years, and he's played some JV for us last year. He's got a pretty good build, fast, his shot's pretty nice. So I'm really going to count on him a lot. I think he's going to have a role to step in. He's got to miss a few games to start, so we'll get him back. And then a new kid, Alston Carr. Don't know a lot about him yet for a couple of practices, but we'll see what we can find out with him. And we got some freshmen, Tyson Von Glahn, big kid, fast. He's going to get on the court and help us. Wyatt Regaller, heck of a motor, doesn't do anything slow. Mm-hmm. Got to try and slow him down a bit, but he's going to be a heck of a defender. Devin Ayers, another freshman. He gave us some great time in summer league. I think we're going to get some out of him. And then some guys we don't know a lot about. You know, Johnny Rizelman played a lot on the football field. Good athlete. I think he'll come along. Derek Thompson, really good shooter for a freshman. I'm interested to see what I can get out of him. And Joey, he's our last one there. He's a young freshman that I like. He participates in everything, and he tries hard. And I think that it's going to pay off for him down the road in years. You know, Joey Jackson, mm-hmm. I think he's going to stick around long enough, and it's going to help him down the road. So we got 14 out, and then Austin will be helping me. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
I know you mentioned that the conference here this year might take a dip just due to some, you know, seniors graduating and whatnot. Talk to me just about the state of the league, who you might think is going to be good, and just some of those teams that you're going to have some good games against.
Well, you know, West Harrison went to the state tournament last year, and they have everybody back, so they're going to be really good. And Elkhorn Kimbleton's got pretty much everybody back. I think those would be the two favorites. We actually played Elkhorn really good last couple of years. In one game, we should probably beat them, but we just can't finish them off. So I think Cam lost quite a bit. Peyton Shredden and Glidden are kind of wild cards. You never know what the young guys are going to give them. Coon Rapids will be solid. Corey does a good job down there. You know, they'll guard you if they're lacking on offense. And they got, I know, a freshman or two in that's going to help them. So Woodbine's got some young kids, and I think Boyer Valley being able. Besides the top two, I think a lot for us will be kind of not that far apart. So I think them top two stick out, and then after that it'll be interesting to see who does what.
Final thing we want to talk to you about, Coach. First game of the season, still a little bit of ways away, comes up 2 weeks from today, from this Tuesday, is your first game. You get Glenn and Ralston. I think a good test early on, a team that is kind of rebuilding, new coach under their wing. Talk to me just about Glenn and Ralston, their team, and kind of that first competition of the year.
Well, you know, I know they lost quite a bit too. Just being offhand, not looking at them yet. I think they got a kid or two back, maybe the Overton kid, and then after that I have to look. You know, haven't really got that far to look at them. We have so many problems of our own to start. We need to kind of focus on our stuff, see what we can get better at. Then when we get closer to that Tuesday, we'll start, you know, looking at it. That's the problem with it, a new year. Same coaches don't tend to change a ton. You know, you can get a rough idea. You get a new coach, a lot of new kids in, you really don't know what you're up against. So my personal thing is the best way to go is hammer your stuff, get your stuff down good, do what you're going to do, and then whatever they do, you'll adapt it on the fly because, you know, you don't know what they're going to do and you don't really want to overthink it. So just, you know, go in, see if you can get your stuff down. We should have a scrimmage or so before then to see how we do. And then, you know, just get in and jump in the water, throw those freshmen in and say, you know, let's go and see how it goes. I'm optimistic as far as, I think we're going to play hard, mm-hmm. and that's a big deal. If we play hard, whatever happens, happens. You know, we struggle, can't score some nights. That's fine. At least play really hard for me, and I don't think that'll be a problem.
The season 2 weeks away from today. I want to wish you good luck against Glenn Ralston and the scrimmages coming up here soon. We'll, of course, talk all throughout the season, and good luck.
Hey, Tyler, good to talk to you. I'm glad they sent me a former Rocket instead of that Nebraska 11 guy, the other one, you know. They said give me a good interview or somebody that knows something, went to school in the right spot.
You know what? I got to agree with that through and through. But, hey, you know what?
You make sure you tell Jeff that too, okay?
I will make sure. Coach, thank you so much, and we'll see you down the road.
Appreciate it, Tyler.